WHO's up David Henderson in a primary duel with incumbent GOP Mayor Kelly Yed. The Republican candidate for mayor of Hamilton won the backing of the Mercer County Republican Committee. Donald Shaw and Archange Antoine, and then there were two. Mayor Christine Dancero's petition debacle now puts the two remaining candidates for mayor of Roseau, respectively a recreation director and former school board member, on a collision course. Jerry Speziali, 8 of 9 council people, bucked Patterson Mayor Andre Saig and supported the Patterson Public Safety Director's right to hold a second job as police chief of Hazleton, Pennsylvania. John Risley and Phil Gunther, the freeholder from Egg Harbor TWP, and the former Brigantine Mayor, respectively won the backing of the Atlanta County Republican Committee at the Linwood Country Club to run in a GOP primary to represent the 2nd Legislative District. Liz Myers, the chief of staff to Assemblyman Wayne DeAngelo, is retiring from her legislative position after a distinguished, decade-long run. The highly regarded Myers wrote in a farewell email that after more than 9 years, I will be stepping away from my position as chief of staff to Assemblyman Wayne DeAngelo to pursue new opportunities. I have enjoyed working on so many issues and projects, too many to name. It has been a rewarding time learning, growing and striving to improve the lives and community of the 14th District and State. WHO's down Christine Dancero. The mayor of Roseau this week failed to present finished petition signatures to the clerk's office, appearing to put the freeze on her re-election hopes, barring legal intervention. Kelly Yed, after the Mercer County GOP political boss gave the line to Henderson, see above. The incumbent mayor of Hamilton will have a heavier lift in the Republican primary this year. And that's not even considering the difficult challenges nascent in the general. Elaine Flynn, the Middlesex County clerk, flubbed a letter designating April 1st the filing deadline for partisan June primaries, turning her county upside down. Reed Gusiora, the city council, backed the mayor of Trenton after he held a news conference at the Roebling Complex to rally support for a multi-million-dollar revitalization project, which is now dead, thanks to the governing body. Ed Zimmerman, the former mayor of Rocky Hill, ultimately did not feel that he had sufficient support to move ahead with his intentions of running in the Republican primary for an assembly seat in LD16. Zimmerman wrote on Facebook, over the last week my team and I have been studying the different possibilities of outcome of a primary, based on my talking to almost 3,000 residents of Montgomery, Rocky Hill, Princeton and South Brunswick over the last 3 months. We are absolutely convinced that we would be successful and win the June primary. We also realized that Mark Laguerre would most likely win the second position. After listening to how negatively so many Montgomery residents regard him, running on a ticket with him and his recent history of 2 consecutive lost elections is not something I found very appealing. As my team put it, it would be winning and losing at the same time. James Toto, the Somers Point councilman, came up short last Saturday in his bid to represent the Republican Party in the 2nd Legislative District.